Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Mouth Sword Ministries. I'm your host, Tim Aaron, and I'm joined with
Rhonda Kay.
Mouth Sword Ministries. It's time to reconsider. This is a ministry that represents our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So we always try to keep it Bible, especially New Testament, what thus saith the Lord Jesus Christ. But today I want to talk about Revelations. I want to talk about the seven heads and the 10 horns. So anytime I talk about Revelations, it's just my personal opinion and my personal assessment of the possibility of what this could mean, because it's future things and we don't know. We can't say 100% for sure sometimes. So I just want to, you know, put that out there, let you know that I understand that this is not something that I can say is a concrete interpretation, but I want to talk about the seven heads and 10 horns to give my conclusion on who they are and what role they're going to play in the end times. But before I get started, I'm going to open up in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for another day. Thank you for your mercy and grace and your loving kindness. Thank you for peace that passes all understanding. Thank you for provision. Thank you for a hunger for your word. Thank you for just you being you and dying on the cross for the sins of the world, making it possible for us to come to God in your name. These things we thank you and praise you in the mighty, wonderful, precious name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Okay. The seven heads and the 10 horns. You find these in Daniel chapter 7 and in Revelations. Revelations chapter 12 talks about them. Revelations chapter 13 talks about them, and in other places in Revelations as well. So I'm going to go ahead and read real quick about four verses in Daniel chapter 7, verses 3. And it starts out, this is Daniel talking about here, and he's had a vision, and he says, and four great beasts came up from the sea, diverse one from another. Verse 4, the first was like a lion and had eagle's wings, and I beheld till the wings thereof were plucked, and it stood up from the earth and made stand upon the feet as a man, and a man's heart was given to it. That is the prophecy of United States coming out of England. Mm-hmm. You know, the lion and the eagle's wings. You know, the lion is England and the eagle's wings is America. So I remember when I first heard the late great Irving Baxter teach that, it just floored me, and I was just so impressed. And so thank you for that. But anyway, that's what this is, a prophecy of 1776, United States independence. Ain't that something? This was done about, how long is that? 1776, and the book of Daniel probably took place 500 years before Christ. So, yeah, this was prophesied a little over 2,500 years ago. Mm. You know, the prophet had good eyesight.
Yeah.
Talking about stuff, and people was probably like, what in the world are you talking about? And he's talking about United States, yep, and England and Russia and stuff. And didn't nobody know none of those people, mm-mm, back then. So that's just the prophet of God for you. Okay, verse 5. And behold, another beast, a second like a bear, and it raised up itself. One is... it raised up itself on one side, and it had three ribs in the mouth of it between the teeth of it. And they said thus unto it, arise, devour much flesh. And so I believe the bear is talking about Russia,
mm-hmm,
you know, because that's their national symbol, is the bear. America's national symbol is the eagle, and England's national symbol is the lion. So let's go on down to verse 6. After this, I beheld, and lo, another like a leopard, which had upon the back of it four wings of a fowl. The beast had also four heads, and dominion was given to it. Now, this one eludes me, because if you be consistent, it was taught at one time that this is talking about Germany, but their national symbol is not the leopard. Mm-hmm. So if you want to be consistent, what I have found is that a lot of Muslim countries, Arab countries, their national symbol is the leopard. So maybe this could be talking about four Muslim countries are going to be a part of this. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm not for sure about the leopard head. I just put it like that. But yeah, I think it could be four Muslim countries. And then verse 7. It says, and after this, I saw in the night vision, and behold, a fourth beast, dreadful and terrible and strong exceedingly. And it had great iron teeth. It devoured and brake in pieces and stamped the residue with the feet of it. And it was diverse from all the beasts that were before it. And it had 10 horns. Okay, so right there, I believe he's talking about the great red dragon in Revelations, you know, which I believe is China. All right.
Why do you think he's talking about the great red dragon on this one?
Well, because he don't say great red dragon, but when you go to Revelations, it says the great red dragon had 10 horns.
Oh, yeah.
So the 10 horns in great red dragon is probably the same thing here, you know. So, and it said it was more diverse than the others. Now, the other three were Caucasian countries, Russia, England, and then probably Arab, you know. But this one is more diverse, which would probably be China, because they're different. They're Asian people, you know. So, and he says it as if it's the most powerful of them all, too.
Yeah.
Which China's on their way. Mm-hmm. And then verse 8, and it says, and I considered the horns, and behold, there came up among them another little horn. I'm going to stop right there. Now I'm going to go to Revelations chapter 13. Now this is John talking here. Now John's vision was about 600 years after Daniel's vision. Mm-hmm. Give or take, but you get the idea. It was several years later. And in Revelation chapter 13, verse 1, John says, and I stood up on the sands of the sea and saw a beast rise up out of the sea, having seven heads and 10 horns, and upon his horns, 10 crowns, and upon his heads, the name of blasphemy. Verse 2, and the beast which I saw was like unto a leopard, and his feet were as the feet of a bear, and his mouth as the mouth of a lion. And the dragon gave him his power and his seat and great authority. Okay, so they're talking about the same thing here. So once again, I believe the lion is talking about England. The bear is talking about Russia. The four-headed leopard could be talking about four Arab or Muslim countries that's going to be a part of this. But you notice what has been left out here? The eagle's wings. That's right. The eagle's wings. Mm-hmm. And so it seems like to me that America's not going to be a part of this demonic seven-head, ten-horn kingdom. So what role America is going to be playing? Some people have said the reason why America is not going to be part of it is because by then America is going to be destroyed. Mm-hmm. I hope that's not the case.
I hope it ain't either.
You're right. Because I like this country a lot. But another possibility is America, you know, just might, you know, decide not to be a part of it, you know, and might stand against it. And because the Bible does talk about two wings of a great eagle would be given to that woman in Revelations chapter 12, which, you know, kind of makes me feel like that could be America helping out this this angel, you know. Like that's who I think she is, an angel of time. But anyway, I don't want to get ahead of myself. I want to stick to the topic. So that's what I think these are now. Seven heads and 10 horns. Now, when you read Daniel chapter 2, you know, it talks about kingdoms a lot. Kingdoms, kingdoms. So I believe the heads are symbolic of kingdoms. So that's why I'm naming nations, mm-hmm. you know, and I think the heads represent big countries, big nations, big kingdoms, Russia, England, China, mm-hmm. you know, and I think the horns, they represent small countries. Now, who can the horns be? Now, I was doing a little studying and I found that there is 10 countries that have an association, and the name of these countries are called ASEAN, ASEAN, and it's an acronym, and that acronym stands for Association of Southeast Asian Nations. Association of Southeast Asian Nations. And guess how many of them it is? It's 10. All right, that's okay. And so I find that ASEAN does a whole lot of business right now as we speak with China. That's their number one biggest partner. Mm-hmm. It's just China. So could ASEAN be the 10 horns that's being prophesied here that's going to be on China's head? The great red dragon, mm-hmm. right? I just want to, you know, read some possible clues and evidence that could make this be true. ASEAN, their motto is, let me read it. On their website, their motto is one vision, one identity, one community. And when you read Revelations chapter 17, verse 13, it's talking about the 10 horns, and it says, these have one mind and shall give their power and strength unto the beast, talking about the great red dragon. They have one mind, and their motto is one vision, one identity, one community. Mm-hmm. So I think, whoa. And they already right now doing a lot of business with China, okay? And then another one is, in Daniel chapter 8, it talks about the rise of the Antichrist, which Daniel calls the little horn. And it says the little horn is going to come up in the midst of the 10 horns, okay? And it says he's going to come from the south and from the east and from the pleasant land. Well, another way of saying south and east is southeast. Mm-hmm. And this association is the Association of Southeast Asian Nations. And if you know anything about this area, it's tropical. Mm-hmm. And he says he's going to come from the pleasant land, tropics, mm-hmm. tropical. Now, I want to name these 10 countries. These 10 countries are Myanmar, that's one, Thailand, that's two, Cambodia, that's three, Singapore is four, the Philippines is five, Laos is six, Vietnam, seven, Brunei, eight, Malaysia, nine, and Indonesia, 10. These 10 nations have an alliance, have an association, have a pact with each other, and they call their self ASEAN, and they do a lot of business right now with China, and they right there by China. So I kind of believe that this is the 10 horns that Daniel could be talking about. This is just my opinion. I can't prove that as of now, but if the time comes, you know, then I know, but time will tell. But anyway, I just thought this was a good, fun topic to talk about. I kind of like Revelations a lot, to where I like to take a stab at things and try to figure out what is what. And so, you know, every time I hear the news about China or about Asia, and every now and then I've actually heard on the news about ASEAN doing this and ASEAN doing that, you know, because they are growing in popularity in the world. So I believe these could be the 10 horns. And then, of course, it says that another little horn is going to come up in the midst of them, which will be the Antichrist. So if you have any questions or comments, I would like to hear from you. You can reach me at taaron@thiefinthenightministries.com. That's one email, or mousewordministries@gmail.com. Either one be good, and we'd like to hear your questions or comments, and we might read it on the air. You have any comments, anything to say about this one?
Not really.
Mm-mm. Okay. Well, with that being said, we're going to close in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for another day you've given us, another day of your protection, another day of your provision, another day of your leadership and guidance. We just thank you for your many blessings, dear Heavenly Father. We just ask that if anybody listening to this podcast is in trouble right now, hurting right now, don't see no way up or out, that you meet them right where they are and you deliver them and set them free and give them hope and establish them so they can be on their way. These things we ask in the mighty, wonderful, precious name of Jesus. We give you praise always and forever. Blessed, blessed, blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen.
Amen.